Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Sunday afternoon, November the 20th, 2011. Did you happen to listen to the podcast that I posted in August of 2009 called God is Not in Charge? If you haven't, it's worth the time. I put a link down below. And in this podcast, I want to take that a step further. In that podcast, I talked about some phrases that you hear quite often, like, God is in charge of everything, and God has a reason for why he lets things happen. Now, if you really think that God is in charge of everything concerning your life, then it's real easy and logical for you to say, everything happens for a reason. Yeah, his reason. But that would mean that not only does everything then happen for a reason, his reason, but everything that happens is actually supposed to happen anyway. And there's no need to even be concerned about it because, after all, God is in charge. He's in control. Well, the sad part about that kind of fatalistic thinking is that God ends up getting the blame for everything because, after all, he's in charge, right? I really believe that it's very disrespectful to him when people say, God is in charge, because then he ends up getting the blame for so many terrible things that people choose to do. And see, that's the point of this podcast, what people choose to do. God gave us human beings the freedom to think whatever thoughts we want to think. In giving us the free will to think whatever we want to think, he cannot overstep the free will that he gave us. He cannot and does not control your thoughts. Well, here's another shocker for some people. He cannot control your actions either, which, of course, are a product of your thoughts. He cannot do it. He's not in charge of your actions. You and I are responsible for our own thoughts and our own actions. And I happen to think it's arrogant, disrespectful, and irresponsible to blame God for the things that people think and do by simply saying, well, God has a reason. Back in the Garden of Eden, God gave Adam and Eve free will to think and do what they would. They chose to first consider doing what God told them not to do, and then they chose to do it. They acted on their erroneous thought process. But why didn't God stop them? He couldn't stop them because he gave them the freedom to think and do what they would. However, after they sinned, and I might add, brought upon the entire human race some very serious consequences, God immediately promised a redeemer so that the massive problem that they caused could be fixed. How about the children of Israel? They were warned over and over and over to turn back to the one true God, and if they didn't, they'd be wiped out by King Nebuchadnezzar. They didn't listen. And because of their free will, they were wiped out. And yet, God spared a number of them and kept them safe in Babylon for 70 years, and then they returned back to Judah. How about the great apostle Paul? Why didn't God stop him from going to Jerusalem? Because God could not do it. God warned him, but Paul had free will. Even though God warned him repeatedly in a number of ways to not go, Paul exercised his own free will, and that trip to Jerusalem was a disaster for him. He ended up spending years in prison, certainly something God did not want for him. And yet, there was God coming up with something else for Paul. God didn't abandon him. It was during those prison years that God gave Paul the revelation to write a good portion of the New Testament. Now, I'm not at all saying that God is helpless. Far, far from it. He is able and willing to help. He is still a God of power and might and miracles. However, he is not controlling our thoughts and our actions. And he's not going to butt into our affairs either. However, we can and we ought to invite him into our lives, seeking his help and direction. God is not at all responsible for all the turmoil going on all over the world today. He doesn't have a good reason for allowing all of it to happen. He's not in charge of the thoughts or the actions of peoples or governments. And you and I both know that throughout history, decisions made and implemented by governments have many times adversely affected lots and lots of people. That's nothing new. And the one true God is not behind activity that brings adversity onto people. So what can we do? Well, first, take responsibility for your own thinking and your own actions. Don't blame the economy, the government, your boss. Just decide to do your best. Do the best that you can where you're at right now, while at the same time asking God for His help and direction. We can choose to work together with our God and Father. Again, it's our choice. He cannot and He will not force us to trust Him. By our own free will, we can invite God into our lives. I mean, think about it. If God is in control of all of your life, then there's no need to pray and ask for His help, right? I mean, it would be out of your hands and only in His hands. No, that's not the way it is. So it's up to us to invite Him into our lives. And one final point, and this is real important. We need to allow God to do what He does His way and on His timetable, not our way or on our timetable. Our job is to invite Him in, walk with Him, listen to Him, and trust that He will bring the solutions we need for our lives. Again, we do the best with what we have right now, and we pray for wisdom and guidance. We pray for open doors. We pray for miracles. We choose to work together with our Father. God didn't make us His puppets so that He could control our lives. He could have, but He didn't. He didn't want that kind of a relationship with us. He wanted us to love Him by our own choosing. And so, He gave all of us, you and me, free will. He does desire to be involved in every aspect of our lives, but it's up to us to invite Him into our lives and then trust Him that He will provide what we need. Well, that's it for this podcast. Do you have any thoughts, any comments? Go ahead and type them in down below. And by the way, if you're a subscriber to this blog, and it's free to subscribe, you don't have to check to see if I've posted something new, because you'll get notified personally every time something new is posted. And again, it's free, email or RSS. And if you do decide to subscribe, as my way of saying thank you, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.